Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2329. Does muscle soreness mean muscle growth? Part 1, by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Thank you so much for joining me once again. And today will be the start of one of our longer posts, which means I'll split the reading up between today and tomorrow's episodes. So with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to part 1 as we optimize your life. Does muscle soreness mean muscle growth? Part 1, by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. It's common for many people, especially when they're just starting out, to feel sore for a day or two after training. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger was feeling it soon after finishing his very first workout ever. In his book, Arnold, The Education of a Bodybuilder, he writes, quote, "The guys warned me that I'd be sore, but it didn't seem to be having any effect. I thought I must be beyond that. The next morning, I couldn't even lift my arm to comb my hair. Each time I tried, pain shot through every muscle in my shoulder and arm. I couldn't hold the comb. I tried to drink coffee and spilled it all over the table. I was helpless." End quote. Most people think that sore muscles after a workout are a sign that you've stimulated growth and that more soreness equals faster results. But are the two really linked? Is muscle soreness a sign that you've had a good workout? Can you still build muscle without feeling sore? What causes delayed onset muscle soreness? Well, it has nothing to do with lactic acid or lactate. In fact, most of the lactate is gone from your muscles soon after exercise. A tough workout, or even just a single exercise that you haven't done before, leads to a bout of inflammation, the same defense mechanism that causes swelling and pain if you, say, cut your finger. Inflammation is the way that your body handles an injury, and as part of the repair and recovery process, your body ramps up the production of immune cells. These cells then produce substances that make certain nerve endings in your body more sensitive. When you move, these nerves send signals to the brain, which then creates the perception of soreness. In fact, pain appears to be an output constructed by the brain, as opposed to an input to the brain, as we once believed. The nerve fibers that transmit pain are located mainly in the connective tissue found between muscle fibers, as well as the junction between the muscle and tendon. In other words, the source of the pain appears to be the connective tissue that helps to bind muscle fibers together, rather than the actual muscle fibers themselves. Does muscle damage mean muscle growth? It's often said that muscle growth is the result of muscle damage. According to one trainer, quote, "Building new muscle is all about damaging the fibers that you start with. It's your body's response to the muscle damage you inflict during a workout that leads to muscle growth." End quote. So blitz and bomb your muscles with lots of sets, and you'll create an apocalyptic level of damage. The more damage you create, the better. As a result, the muscle will adapt by making itself bigger and stronger. You went to the gym yesterday. Today your muscles feel sore. That must mean your workout was effective, right? Not necessarily. Bombing your muscles into submission seems like a highly effective way to train for hypertrophy, mainly because it leaves you feeling sore the next day. It feels like it's working. For many lifters, post-workout soreness and discomfort is a source of pride. No pain, no gain, and all that. The more discomfort you're in while walking down the stairs, the better. However, there's a surprising lack of research to show that an increase in muscle damage leads to a corresponding increase in muscle growth. Exercise can cause damage to muscle fibers, but there's very little evidence to show that muscle damage is a requirement for muscle growth. Comparing high versus low soreness strength training programs. Brazilian researchers have shown that both high and low soreness programs lead to similar gains in muscle strength and size. They compared training a muscle once a week with a full body workout performed 5 times a week, Monday through Friday. Both groups did the same exercises and the same number of sets, with one key difference. The once a week group did 2 exercises per workout for 5 to 10 sets per exercise, while the full body group did 11 exercises for 1 to 2 sets per exercise. Both groups did 8 to 12 reps in each set. Subjects in the group that hit each muscle group once a week reported a much higher level of post-exercise muscle soreness. However, the researchers found no significant differences in terms of strength or size gains between the two groups. In other words, both the low soreness and high soreness training programs increased muscle mass and strength in similar ways. Here's how one group of researchers summarized the results of a study designed to test the theory that detectable damage is a necessary precursor for muscle growth. Quote, one group of participants experienced an initial bout of damaging exercise, and the other had no detrimental symptoms of damage. Despite the different initial conditions, both groups experienced the same net increase in muscle size and strength. These results suggest that it is the total work done during training that impacts the final muscle remodeling, apparently independent of an initial triggering event, end quote. That said, while muscle damage isn't a requirement for growth, it may accelerate the process. It's also possible that muscle damage may become a much more important stimulus for growth the longer you've been training. But even then, more damage won't automatically mean faster growth. If it does exist, any dose-response relationship between muscle damage and muscle growth is likely to be shaped like an inverted U, with the sweet spot found somewhere between too much and not enough damage. Put differently, there's going to be an optimal amount of damage, above and below which your gains will be compromised. This sweet spot may very well be a moving target and will shift around depending on a number of factors, including how frequently you're working each muscle group, your training volume, as well as the exercises you're doing. Why do muscles get sore? Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Does Muscle Soreness Mean Muscle Growth? By Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Once, one of my friends asked me, is it okay to feel sore after every workout? Is that a good thing? My answer frustrated him. My answer was almost exactly the same as what today's author Christian said in today's post. I told him that soreness is fine up to a certain point. He said, well, doesn't soreness mean that I'm building muscle? I said, yes, technically, but too much soreness can actually lead to permanent scarring of the muscle tissue. His response to that? Well, great. So I told him that the goal isn't to try and feel sore after every single workout. Instead, work out consistently, but switch up which muscles you work. Now, before I get too far into this topic, let me stop right there. Otherwise, this will turn into a very long commentary. So, for now, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being a follower or subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and of course, I'll see you back here tomorrow where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.